What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @whattheactualforkpod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of What the Actual Fork podcast. Jenna, I am very jealous of your smoothie right now. You're making me want a DoorDash one.
I feel like ever since like people have been bashing like the bananas and smoothie things, it's literally on my mind constantly. And it's the only thing I crave every single day now. So
you're like, now I need a smoothie with bananas in
just
it.
Driving the point home that it is more than acceptable to drink bananas in your smoothie.
Yes. Love that. For us, free the banana.
Somebody actually messaged me and was like, are you guys going to make merch that says justice for bananas?
We probably should, because I feel like we've talked about bananas on at least
every
like
episode.
Six podcast episodes now.
It's just absurd. It's really absurd.
Well, and I feel like you're too at that point where like you've done so much content on it where it's like, why not just say fuck it and like continue to lean in, because you know those people are coming after you for bananas. So it's just like, why not? Why not continue justice for bananas?
So if you want merch for bananas, please let us know and we will get that going for you.
And it's like very ironic because it's like very full circle, because you've also shared the story of like when we were diet culture dietitians and you told someone to only consume half a banana.
No, I was very much part of the problem.
It's like, it's kind of great to now see like your progression of your relationship with bananas.
Not food, but bananas.
Not food, specifically bananas. And on the topic of bananas, because my daughter eats one every single morning, I have to ask her if she wants to eat it. This is no lie. This is the question I ask her every morning. Do you want it in strips? Do you want it in circles? Or do you want to eat it like a monkey? Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. And that, and usually she just responds with, ooh, ooh, ah, ah. And I have to peel it and hand it to her. And that means she eats it like a monkey.
Wait. So the progression of that is going to be so great, because I'm at the stage where if Noah asks for a banana, I say, do you want to peel it? Do you want mommy to peel it? Do you want mommy to peel it all the way? Do you want to help me peel it? If I take it all the way off, can I pinch the bottom off for you? Or do you want to do it? Do you want to hold it? Do you want it on a plate? If it breaks, God forbid, if there's a bruise on it, it's going back. Like, it's like absolutely insane.
Feels like you're gonna get like murdered if you like serve the banana the wrong way, like, because like forbid. If I cut it in circles and she didn't want circles,
oh, no.
Like then we need to restart with a new banana. So
death to mommy.
So on that note, let's talk about feeding children, because before we pressed record, you seemed very passionate about this is where you want to go.
It is, because I posted a 2-minute TikTok about it. Yeah, I posted a 2-minute TikTok about it, and it's just not enough time to really get out everything that needed to be said. And I've had many people in my DMs since I posted this saying like, I fed my baby that formula. I saw that video. I felt like so bad about myself, like blah, 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 blah. So essentially, like a little bit of a recap, there are two people on social media who are, of course, in Costco or a grocery store, wearing very little clothing as per usual, and talking about baby formula and how, you know, the FDA requires certain ingredients. Of course, there's oils in it, and how our babies deserve better. Now, I'm not hating on people without children at all. I want to make that very clear. But this is a man who cannot breastfeed a baby talking about breastfeeding babies, and a woman who doesn't have children yet. I don't know what her life plan is, but she doesn't have babies and she's talking about like the preferred method being breastfeeding a baby. Absolutely, breastfeeding is an incredible thing, but A, not all women can. B, not all families choose to. And C, it's none of her fucking business. So there's that piece. But anyway, so there have been hundreds of dietitians and people who have stitched this video and talked about like the inconsistencies in how she's saying in this video that, you know, formula is like, our babies deserve better. It shouldn't have oils in it, and giving better for you, heavy air quotes, recommendations, but they also have oils in them. So they're just completely like contradicting themselves. But the piece of the post that really, really upset me, and I was literally awake last night, like Googling and researching this when I should have been sleeping. very like my eyes tell you I should have been sleeping, but they're recommending a toddler, quote unquote, formula for babies, saying, so they're recommending as a better for you option to buy and use this formula that is made for toddlers. So on the bottle, it says 12 months and up. Okay. And they're saying like, it's okay. The FDA won't let them call it an infant formula because it doesn't meet ingredient recommendations, meaning like the types of oils that are in it, but it's okay. You can give it to your babies. Who the fuck is she to say that anyone could give something to their baby that is not intended for infants? Like the infant microbiome, the infant human body is so complex and is so needing to be fed exactly what is formulated for them, that like I cannot even describe to you the rage that I felt because of the influence these people have and because of the shame and fear and guilt that they're instilling in people, that a vulnerable person who's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm giving my baby high fructose corn syrup or palm oil or whatever it is, like I should give them this. There could be severely life-threatening complications and consequences from that choice. And I don't know how it's legal that that was posted and has hundreds of thousands of views. So the other piece of this that really just like grinded my gears is that, like supplements, the toddler formula, because toddlers don't need formulas. Toddlers, once they hit 12 months, we switch over to milk, right? Either cow's milk or non-dairy, whatever it is that you choose to feed your baby at that time, because their gut is more mature and their immune system is more mature and so on and so forth. Supplements. So this toddler formula is considered a supplement. That is why it is not regulated by the FDA, like the rest of the supplements of the entire supplement industry that are not regulated, right? That's why it is not something that has these tight regulations on it, like infant formula. So the fact that it's unregulated means that we don't actually know what's in it. I did not see a third-party certification on the website when I was looking at it. So you truly don't know what you're actually giving your baby. And formula is like, it can be a prescription. Like it's like medication. It is legitimately one of the most tightly regulated foods in the world. So the fact that these people with no nutrition credentials are out there just saying like, you can give this to your baby, like they should be sued. Like my mind was literally blown by it. So that is where my anger and frustration comes from, because I haven't seen any other dietitian or nutrition professional stitch that video and bring up that point. Only the points of like, you know, the oils are actually in both and these people are idiots. But the recommendation of something that is not made for babies is just like mind blowing to me. Your turn.
You're like, and let me drop my mic.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, thank you for bringing your What the Actual Fork moment to the podcast today. Locked and loaded, ready to go.
I was driving thinking about it.
I have. Watch out, New Jersey. You don't want Jenna on the roads with
you
this.
You don't.
But I have seen that video. I hadn't seen your take on it yet, which obviously I just did now, which is wonderful. But I had seen that video, and again, it's like I'm in this like realm of like I just can't even deal with these fucking people. But it is so important to do what you're doing and to show up and to call out the misinformation. I think I'm still having like PTSD from the Crunchy Mom incident. So I'm like, I can't fight battles right now. But we need to. And there is a difference. There's a huge difference from like trying to start shit on the internet and calling out harmful shit, especially like this one relating to babies. And like you said, like this is like illegal, like truly like illegal and like beyond misinformation. It's harmful. It's extremely harmful.
And like maybe I'm misspeaking. I can't speak for every baby in the world because I don't know every baby in the world. But like, if you firmly believe that this product is what's best for your baby, because you've trialed many different formulas and you can't breastfeed and, you know, this is the only thing that works for your baby, please still speak with your pediatrician. Like, don't just purchase this and give it to your baby. Because, like, the reality is, too, is that the way that you make powdered formula, I'm actually, like, terrified to use powdered formula out of fear that I'm going to mess it up. Because, like, you can mess up, like, the type of water that you use, the amount of water that you use, the scoop could be dirty, like, whatever. Like, it has to be so sanitized and, like, so perfect in order to make the proper food for your baby. That like the idea that these people could just be like, and this is better, and people are going to believe that, is just mind boggling to me. And they get away with it.
Yes. And I think going back to like how you started the conversation, you had kind of brushed over, and again, I need to like rewatch it to maybe like get more of what they're saying. But the breastfeeding part of the conversation, like how much it is such a privilege to be able to breastfeed, and how much support and how many resources are needed in order to successfully breastfeed your child. And again, like you said, if it's even an option, because if your milk doesn't come in or the baby doesn't latch or there's a tongue tie or there's a lip tie, you know, whatever the case is, but for people to just be spewing like that's the best option, and if you don't do that, blah 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 blah, you know, then going down this formula road, feeding your baby is one of the most challenging,
exhausting,
gut-wrenching, nerve-wracking things. And like all of this, what we're talking about right now, like this video, like that just makes it worse. That makes it so much worse.
So, and wait, let's add insult to injury. So Enfamil, which is one of the things that they shot down in the video,
which is what I fed my daughter,
which was theirs,
the purple Gentleys. That's what I fed Sienna with.
I'm feeding my baby the Similac version of this exact product. But so the Enfamil one is 27 cents per fluid ounce, or $37 for this tub of it, which I think it says is 20 ounces or whatever. The 19.5 ounces. The other version that they are recommending is the same amount of ounces. It's 21. So it's essentially the exact same, and it's $75. So it just goes in line with everything that they recommend. It's always more expensive for no difference in, well, for a lot of difference in nutrition here, but typically when they recommend a more expensive product, there's no difference in the nutritional value of the product. This might have a similar nutritional profile to formulas, but it's formulated specifically for babies 12 months and older. And so again, like maybe there are some babies that that would be appropriate for. I don't know. But at 12 months, like the actual immune system and the microbiome of your baby and digestive system is completely different than that of a 3-month-old, 5-month-old, a newborn. Like it's that's why that we have different categories of foods and we're able to graduate them to whole milk at that point of their life. Like there's just, and I'm not an expert in this, so I don't even want to misspeak, but there is science behind these recommendations. And like, I also remember because we both worked at ShopRite, like formulas were locked up in the front of the stores. Like yeah. you needed a manager to get them, not only because they're already expensive, but it's because actually it's probably because people probably steal them now that I think about it, but they're also like tightly regulated products and in high demand. And it's, oh, I just, it really upsets me because the breastfeeding conversation like really, really irks me because in my darkest days with my firstborn, all I wanted was to breastfeed and all I wanted was to make it work and it wasn't working. But because I also was influenced by the society of breast is best and it's the only way, like I didn't supplement my kid until the doctor literally forced me to because he was like malnourished looking back at pictures of him. He was so tiny and so different looking from his brother at these same ages. And it's like, it was very much because I believed that rhetoric and was scared of doing anything outside of that. And it really, really impacted him and it impacted my mental health like beyond words. Like looking back at that time, I don't even recognize myself.
Yes, totally. And I remember, I feel like you've shared some of this on previous episodes, but it's such a good point. And I want to make a point and give a perfect story of being a first-time parent and feeding your child and not knowing certain things, but how certain things like this supplement you're talking about that they're recommending is for 12 plus months, right? Because there's certain things that your child cannot digest and they're literally their body can't take it. And so I will never forget, it was around like 6 months. Sienna was 6 months and we were out like at our outdoor mall and we stopped at Kava for lunch. This is not an ad, but I do love me some Kava. I actually had it yesterday too. Anyways, we had Kava and we like didn't have snacks on us for her. And she was at that age where she just like was grabbing everything. And we're like, oh, well, like it's chicken and it's rice and it's avocado. And she's had all of those things. Like my dumbass wasn't thinking about how like there's a lot of seasoning on this chicken that like she definitely can't and shouldn't have. And so she ate not like a crazy amount of it, but she was nibbling at the chicken and the jasmine rice and the avocado, which the avocado didn't really have any seasoning. But poor baby girl got so sick and threw up so much. And I remember we were like calling the pediatrician because we weren't sure. And then they're like, did she eat anything weird? And then we were like, oh my God, like it like hit us. Cause like chicken wasn't new. Rice wasn't new. Avocado wasn't new, but it like, we just weren't thinking and we were trying to pull from the middle of the chicken where it was like the white part of the breast, but whatever. Long story short, she was 6 months old and should not have had certain seasonings and things that were in this meal. So I can't even imagine like if you take a newborn or like, I mean, any age under 12 months, but specifically if we're talking like infant formula, right? Like a baby. And you're now telling these parents to feed them something that's made for a newborn. Like, hopefully the baby would give clear signs, right? That like it can't take this formula by throwing it up or diarrhea or something that like parents would understand. Like, this is not made for this child or this infant, excuse me. Because again, the baby's bodies are very smart and they know what they can have and should have. And I was taught that lesson very clearly at 6 months old. That's so crazy. That is like very scary to even hear that people would try that or do that or think that. And again, you just like hope and pray that people realize like these people are not pediatricians. they're not working for, like, you know, they're not scientists that work on regulating infant formula.
You'll die because they end the video with, crunchy parents, let us know your favorite natural formula. Like, go F yourself, first of all.
And fresh goat milk squeezed from the nipple.
And I think, or colostrum supplements.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think that the other piece of this, too, that is so, like, just challenging altogether is the fact that in a baby's first year of life, like, the decisions that you make for them obviously is super important at, like, how you feed them, but the rhetoric that they have in this video is that, like, babies are going to get addicted to sugar and syrup or oils and, like, blah 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 and everything else. Like, no matter how you feed your baby, they're going to go through a period where when they start to eat food, they're going to eat everything, and then they're going to become a toddler and eat nothing. And then you can continue to work on it and expose them to things, and they're going to figure out what they want to eat. And they're tiny little autonomous little humans that, like, you can't control. And that has been my biggest lesson in parenting overall. But, like, their formula is literally what keeps them alive, or their breast milk, whatever it is what keeps them alive from day one. And then starting at 12 months or whatever it is, when, like, they're really reliant on food, then it can all change from there. But, like, this idea that we should now stress parents out even more about things that they cannot change is just so, so wild.
And you want to know what makes kids addicted to sugar? Restricting them of sugar.
Parents that restrict them of it.
How ironic. What a way to tie a bow on that. And I mean, like, obviously an infant isn't going to know if they're being restricted of sugar, which they shouldn't be. That's a whole other conversation. But, well, you know what I mean? Like, from the formula perspective. But yeah, like, when it comes to, you and I have talked about this time and time again, of, like, different instances with our toddlers of, like, they're asking, screaming for a cookie or an ice cream cone or whatever, and then you give it to them and, like, they literally just want to hold it. Yeah. And, like, or, like, don't even think about it. Or maybe they take, like, a bite of it and they eat other foods on their plate. And
they want to win. That's all they want.
Yes. They don't see sugar as bad and, you know, vegetables as good from a morality standpoint. That has been taught to us somewhere. So any parent, not even parent, sorry, I don't think these people were parents. No. Any person on the internet that is telling you that your child is going to get addicted to sugar if you give them sugar, that to me is just like, ding, 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 disordered. Like, let me showcase my disordered eating or eating disorder on video for you. Just absolutely wild.
It's just really sad and scary. Because again, like, people were DMing me that are very intelligent human beings, and, like, this is just not their specialty. And they're watching these videos that have hundreds of thousands of views and likes and clicks and shares and all of these things. And they're like, whoa, this person must be right because of the way that they're speaking. And I must be wrong because I don't know anything about this. I should change this, my baby's formula, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the other piece of that too is, like, switching a baby's formula is also not something that you should do once they're on a formula that they're digesting well, because that is a whole other piece of the conversation that, like, goes through a process and steps with the pediatrician. Like, there's just so much wrong with it. And the guilt and shame that they're trying to instill and fear on parents is what is, if the parent is choosing to breastfeed, is what's going to stop them from being able to produce milk. Like, done.
Yeah. It's, it's a lot.
Anyways, this is a timely episode, and I hope you guys go back and watch my take in my video on it. I'm sure there will be lots of other stitches and people sharing information. I know Elena, who we talk about a lot, I never know how to pronounce her last name. Efrid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think so.
She has a great video on it too that compares the nutrition facts panels or the ingredients on all of the products that were spoken about that they shared in the video, and just showing how they all have the same ingredients in them. The amounts are just different. One is for toddlers and one is for babies. So she talks through those points as well. And if you have questions about feeding your baby and you need support, Sam's team and my team have people that can help answer and guide you with those questions.
Yes. And let's definitely, we'll link in the show notes your video. We can pull Elena's video and make sure that people can see those and kind of see what we're referencing here. But yeah, you should never feel guilt or shame for feeding your child, your infant, your toddler, your baby, whether it's breast milk, whether it's infant formula. And if you have questions, like you said, Jenna, reach out to our teams and we would be happy to support you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.